You got her number?
I have a number.
Yeah, just send her a text or give a call, see if she's. Let's go ahead and get started. And do roll call here. That would have happened. And here, Sheriff Russell, Shane Burton, here, Whitaker, here, Johnson, here. Linda Johnson, here, Washington, absent. We have two absent. Seven present, so we have a forum, so we'll go ahead and start the meeting. Have the minutes from the previous meeting. Got a chance to look them over and see any corrections, additions, deletions, substitutions. Everybody okay with them? They're taking motions to approve them.
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right, sir.
A motion from Commissioner Baker and Commissioner, a second from Commissioner Argon. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Last month, we talked about several things, but the main thing that we had said that we were gonna come back this month for was the sheriff's budget item request so that we can kind of discuss those further and recommend to approve or not to the Budget Finance Committee or to the full body for inclusion in the budget. So I think we, Sheriff, if it's okay with you, we just take them kind of one by one, and that way if there's questions about any specific thing that we can.
Yeah, we could start with the security cameras first, I guess. They're kind of toward the top.
Right.
So, tower, you know, that's going through 911. So we're really heading, we've got a bid on that again, and we ain't got all the bids in yet on that. We're still waiting out on that.
Right.
We get back to the cameras. I took one bid from a company that used to be North Central. They changed the name. I can't. Preventive or PREA or something like that. Out of my plant, and they gave me a bid of $18,000 on these cameras. If it's approved, we'll have to bid that out to other companies.
Sure.
It could be more, it could be less, whoever we want to go with. But we're up there on $18,000. I looked at putting $20,000, taking out the courtroom security budget, paying for that.
So there is money in that to be able to.
How much was in that do you have?
I really wasn't planning on being here tonight, so no, I do not have those numbers.
But you think there's funds
there? Yeah, there's money there.
So Rick, you're not asking for an additional $20,000 in your budget then?
It should come out of courtroom security money that we have in there. That won't be in the sheriff's department budget, it'll be county buildings or courthouse.
Good.
Any other questions about that? Is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve that.
These cameras is for the new justice center, right?
That and media room.
Okay.
It'd also be inside of there and plus outside of the building, shoot an intersection here, a jacket walk, a bridge going across. Just shoot this whole intersection downtown. See how coverage too, make something worth having and go back and look.
Have a motion to recommend that. Mr. Burton, second. Commissioner Whitaker, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next.
Next will be dispatching. Just getting a lot more busier now than what used to be when all the people was moving in. And everybody that lived and waited for this off their Kansas. It shows how many complaints come in each year, how much they're going up. Ask why they come tonight, you might want to speak on this, he keeps up with all this information on how we gather it. You know, we dispatch for us, fire, rescue, ambulance, we do it all. And it's getting, we had an employee quit 2 weeks ago, she just got to the point where she said she couldn't do it anymore. And talked with another employee that left about a few months ago, one reason she left, said they're just too overwhelmed now. Person trying to keep up phone calls and emergency, trying to copy all the information, personal phones ringing. It's not like that all the time, but it gets pretty rough at times.
So what we had talked about, refresh my memory, was you want to hire a person for a 3-to-3 shift?
Yeah, that'd be the busiest time. During the day, I've got two women there. You got a records clerk and a dispatcher, and if it does get real bad, the records clerk can come in. She's certified dispatcher to drop into the seat and help. And once they do that, if she gets off at 3, then from 3 in the morning, it'll be the time of the day. We'll cover that shift.
So we need two people to cover this one shift 7 days a week, basically.
Well, that'd be 5. It's still been 2 days there that we'll have full coverage on it. It'll work quite well.
The two more employees will be able to split the A and B shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need two.
Three to three.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So additional two.
Yeah.
One person can't work 7 days a week, or if it's two, you could split up 4 and 3. That's what I was.
Yeah, that's right.
I know you have these numbers for your complaints, but you also get a lot of people walk in and take your time that don't even have.
Yeah, this don't have anything to do with a lot of.
Because I know I went in there and, you know, take your time, but actually don't do complaints and stuff, so.
I got a.
If you did something like that, you'd have a lot more.
Got a question for you, Chief. The rest of 18, are you looking at going more than the 1,000 that you went over from 17 to 18 so far?
No, those are final numbers.
Okay.
So this is not any 19 numbers. No. How's it been running so far this year? Is it?
Well, it'd be anecdotal. I ain't broke it down in quarterly, but it ain't slowed up in. And so to let you know, there's industry standards that expects 2 911 operators to be there at all the time. We've got 2 seats, and we're supposed to have 2 operators, but we've never had that, because usually we always get by.
Yeah.
But the call volume is getting so much that one person at times can't handle it. And the policy or the practice of just getting by is starting to be a problem. At some point in time, it could be a critical problem if we don't address it.
And another thing we people are talking about too, you know, back before it's about to fall to government, we did have 2 dispatchers. We had 1 jail, 1 city. And we dispatched, you know, split it then, and that's just the workload. And then we came together and put it all on one. And now we put it on one, and it just keeps growing and growing. It's just getting out of.
Well, I think it's obvious that the call volume is to the point, and that we need to do something with this. I'm absolutely convinced that this is needed.
What dollar amount did you have in?
It's roughly going to be about $66,000 additional. That includes salary and benefits.
That is benefits too?
Mm-hmm. That does not include insurance though, but.
I think you should put it in the budget.
Yeah, I put it in already.
Consensus of the regiment, y'all want to make a motion to support that or?
Make a motion to support it?
Yeah.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I will say that when this comes up in budget hearings, y'all that are familiar with this and supported this will be expected to speak to this. Okay?
Not a problem.
Well, a lot of times.
A lot of years it has been.
Okay. Let's see. The next thing we had was the raise.
Salary increase.
Salary increase, yeah. I know with conversations that I've had with the mayor, and maybe you can correct me if something's changed that I don't know about. He wasn't planning to do an across the board salary increase.
That is correct.
This year. So I don't know how this is going to play out. I know that there's always resistance on one department getting raises and others not. And I've always been on that page. I'm not so sure I'm on the page of not giving a raise. Unless there's just absolutely not the money to do it. But.
I talked with the other elected officials in the administrative building. I don't think all of them are asking for 3%.
I think that's my understanding. So as far as I'm concerned, put it in there, we'll fight for it. I don't know that you'll get it. It's not totally our decision, but I personally am going to support it. And I don't know if it's necessary that we need to take the button. You know, if somebody wants to make a motion to support that, it certainly would be appropriate.
Make a motion to support it. Got to keep his people.
Speaking of the motion that y'all made, just for your information, I've been running the police department, sheriff's department, working here for a long time. Now the sheriff, this county has made a commitment to the officers and dispatchers and the salary. This is the first year in a long time that I've been able to get the services that the public needs without fighting to keep our head above water with employees. It's the first year that we've been able to do anything other than just trying to stay afloat. I appreciate that.
It's hard, you know.
We're darn sure going to make sure that you got it, Chief.
And the people that Travis County is wanting to serve you through all this.
So we've got detectives over there. This first year, been able to send them to investigative classes to get the training that they need to provide the services, because in years past, I couldn't let them go because they're covering troubleshooting.
Or dispatches.
Yeah. It's time for us to step up our services, and it's going to cost us some heat from a financial standpoint. We don't know what the certified tax rate's going to shake out. But if I had a mission, and I've said this before and I'll say it again publicly, for going on a commission, I had two reasons. One was to help Carol Carmen. That's out the window. The other one was to make sure that the employees in this county were taken care of and not treated like second class citizens. So I'm going to fight for it too. Come in, y'all just get ready.
Okay. Yeah, the scale that we're on right now, our pay scale, is set up exactly what Grandma Springs got. I have one commissioner saying we can't keep, keep it up with 11 and a gallon. And I said, we're not trying to keep up with that. I'm sure I play with Red Ball in spring.
We're trying to keep up with what we have, not go backwards.
Go above it.
And I talked with Sheriff Gammons out of Bay County today. He's asking for an increase. He's asking for 2 more patrolmen, another investigator, and 3 or 4 new cars, and an additional raise on top of that. That's making the county, they're just like us, they're growing too. Everybody's having an increase, it's not only us.
Are you planning to do 2.8% or 3%?
2.8.
Okay.
Reason came for that is elected officials are getting 2.5. Us being in the lower scale, we get 2.8, where the rest of us, elected officials across the state, get 2.5.
All in favor of 2.8%? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Silence is golden. Next thing we had, we were talking about was 3 patrol cars.
Yeah, 3.
What did you have in the budget last year on?
I think we got 2 last.
We did 2, didn't we?
And they talked about giving me another one if I really needed it this time of year. And it's gonna take 3 to rotate them out. As many cars as we've got now, got the USRO cars. It's gonna take 3 cars a year to rotate them all out. And that's putting about 8 years on a car, 150,000 miles.
Well, SRO cars shouldn't have as much mileage.
They won't, but what we do with those, probably in a couple of years, we'll pull them out and give them to somebody else. And, well, they won't be a 10-year-old car with 50,000 miles on it. We'll rotate those around and out.
Why don't we rotate the old cars to the SROs instead of giving them brand new cars?
Well, they'd be, you know, it all pans out about the same. We have that older cars. I know, two times, SRO went to Murfreesboro to a football game. They broke down on the interstate, lifted one more, and then one of the SROs had to get towed in. They had to catch a ride, and they couldn't leave the car on the interstate. And it's always good to have a good piece of equipment when you're going on these long trips. Chattanooga, some places we have to go. I've got some old patrol cars that we pull off the road and use them for transport vehicles. And I had to go to sniffle one at 12 o'clock at night to get one of them. We just quit up there. I had to go up there and pick up the people and the prisoner and got them back. Next morning, I had to go up there and we towed it in ourselves with engine locked up in the car. These older cars, you use them. I don't want to put anybody in something that taking risk in like that, especially when you're transporting and doing things like we do.
The math's pretty simple. We've got 21 patrol cars in the fleet, and it's 3 that's over 7 years. They average 20,000 miles a year, 140,000. None of them are wasted. We always get maximum use out of them. And the jail or police car.
And probably what we want to do right now, we've got 2. I've got a Crown Vic, a brown one used to use. I had 2 few years. You know, got a little Chevrolet car.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the mayor they can take those and use them for their training and stuff. And we want to take these cars and take off the road and use them for backup cars for us. Right now, we don't have anything that's got lights and equipped to use for a backup car.
What's your thoughts, Steve?
Those for
3
cars this time. I make a motion to recommend it.
I'll second it on one condition. That Ray, you don't say, yeah, I'll give one back.
No.
Last year we fought so hard for those cars and you said, yeah, you can have one back.
Well, I was more worried about the pay rate of the car last year.
All right.
I'll go with it.
I bet that happens many times.
Well, we've got to do this to be able to keep up.
Sure.
You know, we're going to be like we were a few years ago. We're going to need about 7 or 8 cars and don't have the money to buy them.
Well, I don't know that keeping the old cars for use for the administration building is gonna be appreciated or used, to be honest with you.
What would they use it for?
If they have to go to a training like Vic, like Amy went to Cookeville today, and I think Cindy was in Murfreesboro somewhere. So, you know, they could drive them for that, but same thing, you're driving this old car that, you know, they're gonna get down there back. Most people wanna drive their own, you know, and get reimbursed for the mileage.
And these cars are 12 or 10 foot year old cars.
I just don't, you know, unless, you know, one of the departments may want them for something. I mean,
give them to the fire department, let them practice.
Yeah, pass it down to them or whatever, but I don't know.
Check with the administrative office if they can.
I just don't see that they would be.
Them have a take home car.
That'd be good to go on that guy.
What finish with them, it's county surplus.
And they're still, they're not bad cars.
Huh?
They'll take care of them.
Have a motion in a second on three cars. All in favor? Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Alright, anything else?
The only thing that I thought we had about yesterday is increasing the salary supplement to go up this year from 600 to 800. It's over paid for by the state. It's paid for the full-time law enforcement officer.
Right. So that'll be just an increase in the budget that'll be offsetting by what's coming from the state.
And everything else is pretty much close to the same to what last year. I've increased maybe one line item, I think, in the jail and food budget, $5,000. But everything else is pretty much back like the one.
That's fine.
No big increase on it all.
Wayman, we had talked, and of course now on one, and what was with the radio equipment on the towers, and one of the questions was whether it's going to be able to link it or have to do the fiber. Have we found out on that yet?
I posed that question to the vendor who's looking for the whole of the vendor.
Uh-huh.
And he's looking at it.
Okay.
And then if that doesn't work, somebody's got to get a proposal from Artist Network that will take to link the site by fiber.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew that was, didn't know which way to go until we knew which way we were going to go with that.
It shouldn't be a simulcast, it keeps linking. It would have to be a different type of system.
Kind of triangulation thing or something.
But then it could be tied together, but if you keep tying together, you'd have to have one channel for here and another channel for country here. It could be an operator issue.
Yeah.
We're still looking at the public domain.
Anybody have anything else? Any committee members, any questions? Sheriff or?
No, since we got the raise last year, we had any police officers to quit.
That's good.
And like I say, we have a couple dispatchers, and they just said it's overwhelming to them.
I understand.
Everything else is going.
I think that's a really good thing to hear. I know that right now, job turnover is still a big thing. People have plenty of opportunities to go somewhere else if they want to.
And our neighbors are having continued issues with it. We appreciate it.
Wayne, do you have anything?
No.
Well,
motion to adjourn.
Thank you for your time and attention, and let's begin the budget battles.
Yeah, I appreciate it.